I think he's had a bit too much coffee. Hey, again, hey, here's Gruber.
You know, it's a possibility that I had too much coffee. I wouldn't put it past me, of course. Talking a bit today about the lawlessness, the people that decide that they want to follow these rules but not those rules, they'll decide for themselves. It's happening on the national level. You see governors like Jerry Brown do it in California. You see mayors of different cities like Rahm Emanuel in Chicago say, yeah, we'll follow the rules we want to follow. We'll ignore those that we do not. And yesterday, I saw it happen here in Michigan. I was shocked. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission saying, yeah, we're not bound by what the Attorney General says in his opinion. Well, in years past, in fact, in all the history that I've studied and looked through and done my research, it's always been the case that the Attorney General's decision may not apply to what the courts decide, but it does apply to commissions like the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. But apparently they don't see it that way. William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center, former federal prosecutor, has been around the courtroom many, many times. Welcome back, Professor.
Great to be back again, Steve.
Now, you were in the audience. What did you see?
Well, I saw citizenship at its best and government at its worst. There were folks from all across the nation. Again, they packed the room, and virtually every single person that testified asked the commission to follow the law. The attorney general's representative there, who actually is the lawyer for the commission, told them to follow the law. And then I saw some of the most hostile and arrogant response that I've ever seen from a government agency. And I guess when you don't have to face an electorate in something called a job interview called an election, you can be that way. But they just, in the most defiant way, said, we are going to continue these cases and move forward with them.
Let me ask you this, because my knee-jerk reaction is this. I'm not opposed to civil rights. I'm not opposed to, if somebody wants to introduce legislation in Michigan, to move forward with it, to create extensions for Elliot Larson. If that's what the legislature wants to do and the governor signs it into law, well, then that's the way it would move forward. And I guess my question is, with this debate, with this conflict and controversy, don't you think this could result in tougher times for the LGBT community? Because, you know, all of a sudden they're back in the spotlight. It's not a flattering spotlight. Oh, you're trying to get around the law. And I can see getting blowback from this that is neither warranted nor deserved. And because this commission is freelancing.
At the Justice Center, we don't chase the elephant. We don't chase, you know, the donkey. We chase the rule of law. You're exactly right. The substantive side that you're on in this debate is irrelevant to what happened yesterday at the commission. The question is not whether or not you should change the statute to add gender identity and some of these other things to the statute. The question is, which branch of government does our Constitution give that authority to? And our Constitution is very, very clear on that. It's the legislature, and there's no ambiguity here. The legislature 15 times has made very clear that it does not include the things that the Michigan Civil Rights Commission members and make sure we understand here, it's the executive director here that's pushing this as well. He needs to be fired. That are saying, you know, we've got a personal political agenda that's, you know, being advanced by Equality Michigan and some of these other leftist groups, and we're going to jam it down your throat, and we don't have to face an election, so guess what? You can't do anything about it. And then when the chief law enforcement officer of the state comes in and under our Constitution enacts his what's called an AG opinion, but it's not an opinion in the sense of it's just my feeling. Under the law of Michigan, it is the law for all state government entities.
For all agencies, right, absolutely. All agencies, all commissions, all people connected to government, the AG's opinion, until subsequently changed by the legislature or overturned by a court somewhere, potentially, that is the law that would apply to the commissions, to the agencies, to the people that work in government, yes?
Absolutely.
It's not even up for debate. That's the way it works.
Not up for debate for the first time in Michigan.
That's the way it worked until yesterday.
Till yesterday, for the first time in Michigan history, you have a government entity refusing to follow a decision of the attorney general, which is the law of the state. And again, you know, there are other, the way that our Constitution works, the folks that put this thing together, they were brilliant. They understand this. And they said, we're going to have rogue folks from time to time. Under the Constitution of Michigan, the governor has the responsibility and the duty to make sure that things like this doesn't happen. And so the governor has the power and the authority to remove these commissioners for their intentional violation of the law. Malfeasance is a reason to remove commissioners, and malfeasance has been defined in Michigan under Michigan law as violating the law. That's what these
right.
folks
so,
are doing.
So here's my next question. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission directing the Michigan Civil Rights Agency, right, to continue investigating sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination complaints. Where does that leave the agency? If the agency director goes, now, wait a second, I know what the attorney general wrote. So doesn't that leave a difficult spot for the person in charge of the agency to say, no, wait a second, what do I do? Because the attorney general is saying this, but the Michigan Civil Rights Commission is saying that. I can guess which way it's going to go, but couldn't it potentially put somebody in a tough spot?
You would think it would be a tough spot, but it doesn't seem to be a tough spot for the executive director, because he seems to he's the one in some ways that was the most defiant and the most arrogant in his response after the citizenry got up. And I got to tell you, I watched an hour Michigan citizens from all over the state in the most respectful and most well thought outweigh got up and said, please follow the law. If you want to move this political agenda forward, do it in the proper place.
But see, I think you're missing it, Professor. I think you're missing the big picture here, Professor William Wagner here. And that is, you know, if we allow the commission to go forward and just say this is okay, we can get rid of the legislature. Think about how much money we'll save and time and effort, because we'll just have people, individuals decide what the laws will be and apply them themselves when they see fit, or not apply them when they don't see fit. We can get rid of the legislature altogether. How easy would that be? Much more efficient.
You're exactly right. There's much more going on here than advancing leftist policy through an unelected branch of government. They want to undo the constitutional order itself. You know, a European style, you know, place where your European Union style government, where you have experts deciding what's best for you, is what they really want. And that's what they're trying to create within their own Michigan Civil Rights Commission. If I don't have to listen to the legislature anymore, if I can undo the constitutional order and I can say I'm independent and I know best because I have been selected by the governor to be right. a commissioner, oh my goodness, then we have the European Union. And guess what? Nobody that listens to your program is going to ever be considered qualified to be an expert, because, of course, you know, we
They're
actually use
smarter.
Critical thinking skills to reach our conclusions. So
Right. And I see, and I don't know what the governor is going to do, or if he'll react or even respond to your request demands that these people be removed. But I can say that Arlen Meekhoff, the Senate Majority Leader, said that Schuette's opinion confirms the commission acted beyond the scope of its authority. He reacted to what happened yesterday, and he says, listen, they're wrong. They can't do that, says Arlen Meekhoff. But they did it anyway. I'll give you the last word real quick.
Well, if people like the Senate Majority Leader and the head of the House of Representatives and you know, the lieutenant governor who's running for office, you know, all call on the governor to remove them, you watch the needle move.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. William Wagner, thank you very much. And to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, that you think you can set the law and ignore the law, I just say this, good for you. Because something's going to happen and you're not going to like it. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.